All right. All right. I love summer, man. Especially now that I'm an adult and I don't have to go on those long family vacations anymore. You ever have to go on those drives with your family? You ever have to do this? You ever have to duck down in the car while your dad was getting a hotel room? Oh, why don't you get a better job, you cheap bastard? Can I come up now? Did you save the $3? All right, you've been there. Yeah, I took a trip about a month ago. I took a little summer trip. I went to Wyoming. It's beautiful out there. Drove around. Wyoming's wild, man. There's no homeless people in Wyoming. If you're homeless in Wyoming, you're part of the food chain. That's incentive to get a job, isn't it? So you don't get mauled by a bear and wind up on Faces of Death Part 8. But it was great. I got to see real Native Americans, man. I've been obsessed with Indians my whole life. I know you got the Mohawk Nation here, man. I love them. Love, man. Cool tribe, man. In America, you don't ever see Indians, you know? Native Americans. They're all on casinos. Breaks my heart, man. I think in America, we ought to tear up all the freeways and give everything back to the Indians and apologize. Yeah. Hey, sorry, Chief Tumbling Dice. You and your son, brave little double down. You got a big job ahead of you. Give my best to Princess Scotch and Water, and we'll be on our way. Yeah. I come from like a military family, man. My dad was in Vietnam. He wasn't screwed up or nothing. He never woke us up in the middle of the night to build bunkers in the backyard or anything. You know? This is Bravo Tom to Bravo Mom. Is everything secure in the kitchen, Bravo Mom? I always thought there should be a statue at the Canadian-American border for all the Americans that ran up to Canada to avoid the Vietnam War. You know, like a statue of a dude slipping underneath a fence. You know? His reefer pipe is falling out of his pocket. My brother's in the Army. My brother's, he's all Mr. Military guy. My brother's the kind of guy you want in the Army. My brother's rotten. My brother's mean, man, really. My brother thinks the Indians were loitering. You'll say stuff like, they shouldn't have been hanging around, you know? But my brother's the kind of guy, you know, you want in the Army, man. He's all gung-ho, wants to go to war and kill people. And he got sent to Bosnia last year, and I was all worried about him, you know? Because, you know, Bosnia, war, rat-a-tat-tat. And I figured, you know what, it's stupid to worry. Yeah, my brother will kick their ass anywhere he goes. Yeah, same way he used to kick my ass. You go in there with a Hot Wheel track and start whooping their legs. And he'll sit on their chest and fart in their face. Right. And if they tell anybody, it'll only be worse the next time. Right. A few of you got your asses kicked by a brother, huh? You ever have to race your brother to the knife drawer? Yeah. Hold him off till your mom got home. Oh man, it's only 4 o'clock. That was a long hour. But my brother, you know, he's a real Mr. Military guy. He's real homophobic. If you bring up gays in the military, he goes nuts, you know. He says, I want no fags. Watch me take a shower. He goes nuts about it, you know. I don't know how you feel about gays in the military, but I'll tell you what, man. If I'm getting shot at and watching my buddies die all day, I'm going to need a hug. <You know>?